We have covered the more technical mibalon ndo charaf charaf argadla malaf miyal andenyao yao business analyst Salesforce business analyst role. I know it's not technical, it's obviously it's not technical, but what should we expect to be a Salesforce business analyst? What should we have?
I think I've heard both Alan and Masai's background. They came from a technical background of like, you know, Linux and you know, more completely away from the business analyst. But anyway, that's how I started with business analysis when I started. So within Salesforce demo, business analysis, just to give you an idea on the study within interviews in Lucero, yeah? When we interview people, a lot of people would think, but smart owners are watch Malton. They'll get a certification or two. Let's say they'll get an administrative certification and probably the app builder or like, let's say, sales cloud. They'll get an interview assuming that they will get the job automatically. What they don't realize is an interview like me, nearly 50% of the question is related to business analysis. So even Sarah Cholem is the same thing. If they're actually about to be deployed to a team, before a team goes to a discovery model, the first thing you have to expect is that new person is not doing any functionality. There's discovery, there's design, and then there's build. So if you're an administrator or if you are technical, build the line in the cover. So discovery now, design line, mint sarala. We're talking about like a good 3-4 months. That's where the business analysis comes in. Okay? That's why we interview administrators that have business analysis experience. That entails, get the Masai beautifully in the schemato. The first thing is solicitation of information or requirements gathering. So you have sort of a template or a RASM template, create material kafalak. You pretty much setting up a meeting to interview the different offices of the company. You need to know how the accounting department functions. You need to know how the HR department functions. These are, and the companies, oh, they function differently. They even have different softwares. Let me tell you, and this single companies, the HR might be using Workday for their HR process. And then, of course, the accounting department uses something completely different. And then the finance department uses something completely different. The business analysis, so me not almond, you know, you're coming in and then discovering, which is the discovery phase, what are they doing today? You're not relating it to Salesforce at all. Like you don't, it's almost like Salesforce doesn't even exist at this point. Once you document that, as soon as buhala design line, let me tell you, in nazi plug me out, it could be a Salesforce field. I want to know, let me tell you, manually and HR cell interview argo asarremo yanne paper load yaragutal to Workday. Okay, Salesforce land is namnarago. We'll integrate to DocuSign. DocuSign le farmalu. DocuSign is automatically uploaded to that user record. Hey, the design phase, no? And then, of course, kaza build ala, which build me daragabat. So the business analysis side is a very, very critical part of this whole process. That's why even in an interview like Mona, or in need, business analysis expertise and customer-facing expertise, bizu weight low than having an administrative certification. We've hired a lot of people that have this experience in a different system or in a different capacity, and then brought them in to actually teach them the Salesforce part. But the reverse is a problem because they might know what you know what to do inside of Salesforce. But like I'm saying here, they'll be completely useless in some part of the project if they don't know how to do these things or how to gather requirements, those simple business analysis concepts. And now that's where the whole concept of business analysis comes in. The last thing I want to say is there's an actual business analysis trailhead, which is Bet Amarif. like it was like last year I really really hope that anybody that's interested would start there. It's a top to bottom but I'm well written gamification yallebet trail mix you know. That's actually a super badge if I'm not mistaken. It's not even a regular badge. It's a super badge. I think, you know, if anybody is interested, they should go in there. It's free. Create your account free. And then take the business analyst super badge. If you're interested, let me know. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you,
Beta.
Masai, I think, okay, go ahead.
Yes, I think the Trailhead documentation is excellent. I would recommend anyone to go into it and take a look, and it's free. I think, yeah, as a business analyst, I work with specific business analysts. Sometimes I put on a business analyst hat myself when I need to, you know, elicit requirements. But it's really talking to different people, business units, departments, and you're eliciting requirements, and then you're looking at that requirement and seeing if there's any sort of gaps. So you're doing a gap analysis with what's requested and what's already implemented in the system. Are there things that we can use with native Salesforce applications? Is this something that could be tackled with a, you know, outside third-party application that we can integrate? And then you're looking at, once you've gathered all that information, you have to categorize and prioritize, you know, the tasks or things that are urgent, you know, based on timeline. It's more of a, I feel like it's more of a sort of a project design process. And then you talk with the developers or you talk with the other teams to get the design considerations and then sort of propose a solution design with the team. But I think, as Abel mentioned, the first part of it, which is really that they eliciting the requirements of the business, either within the org, within a specific unit that you're working in, or if it's an external, you know, if you're looking at broad-based big companies overall, and then getting that documentation to present to developers or the team with, and look at that. It's a cross-based skill. I don't think it has to be specific to Salesforce. I know that internally I've worked with business analysts that were never in the Salesforce team, but we needed somebody to help us in that process with the discussion. So they will go in, get that requirement, questions answered, and they'll come back to the Salesforce team. And then, you know, you have that one person that's sort of dedicated or a team dedicated to elicit these information. So it's a very flexible, I think, position. At some point, once you get into the Salesforce world, you start understanding that there may be things that are specific to Salesforce. But if you already have that skill set, it's easily transferable to in the Salesforce world, from my opinion. Thanks.
But I'm second out of Zari, but I'm busy when I discover Yaragan. No, but I'm a chicken. I'm a second out of I don't know actually. መሳይ አንተም ሴልስፎርስ ላይ እንደነበርክና ኢትስ ፕሌዠር ዛሬ ከደሞ ያንተን ኤክስፒሪንስ እየሰማን ስለሆነ በጣም ደስ ብሎኛል። ምናልባት እንደቀደሙ ከእንትኖች ቀጣሪዎች ምን ምን ይፈልጋሉ ሴልስፎርስ ቢዝነስ አናሊስት የሚለው ሮል ላይ ኢንተርቪው ሲያደርጉ ወይ ደግሞ ያንን የቅጥር ስርዓት ላይ ሲያደርጉ የትኛውን ስኪል ሞር ይፈልጋሉ የሚለው ነው። እንደማየው ነው ማነብላችሁ ሴልስፎርስ ፕላትፎርም ስኪል ዲማንድድ ነው። ነገር ግን ኢትስ ናት ዘ ሃይስት ዲማንድ። ቅድም እንደተባለው ፕሮጀክት ላይ ምናልባት በጣም እርጀንት የሆነ እንትን ካለ ፕሮጀክት ካለ በፍጥነት ለመቅጠር ሲሉ አንዳንድ ሪኳየርመንቶቻቸውን ዝቅ ያደርጋሉ። ስለዚህ በስራ ላይ ተሰለጥናላችሁ ማለት ነው። ቅድም እንዳልኳችሁ እኔ አይ ዶንት ሃቭ ሰርቲፊኬሽን ግን ደግሞ ዝም ብዬ የሰራውበት ነው። ሶ ክላውድ ላይ ስለምሰራ ማለት ነው። ኢን ጀነራል ሹድ ቢ ኦኬ። ግን የሆኑ ስኪሎች ትራንስፈረብል ናቸው። ላይክ ቢዝነስ አናሊስት ኢዝ ትራንስፈረብል። ኢፍ ዩ አር አ ቢዝነስ አናሊስት ኢን AWS ዩ ካን ቢ አ ቢዝነስ አናሊስት ኢን ሴልስፎርስ። ዘ ኦንሊ ዲፈረንስ ኢዝ ፕላትፎርም አንደርስታንዲንግ ያስፈልጋል አት ሰም ፖይንት። ያ በጣም ክሪቲካል ነው የሚሆነው። ዳታ አናሊሲስ ስኪል ሊያስፈልግ ይችላል። በጣም ከሚፈልግ ኢቨን ከቢዝነስ አናሊሲስ ስኪል ዳታ አናሊሲስ የበለጠ ዲማንድ ያደርጋል። የበለጠ ስራችሁ በጣም ስኪሉ ያስፈልጋል ለዚህ ሮል ማለት ነው። ስናት የሆነ ብዙ እንትን ሳይሆን ለዛ ያለን አንደርስታንዲንግ በጣም ማተር ያደርጋል ማለት ነው። ዴር አር ትሬኒንግስ እነሱ ራሳቸው የሚሰጡት እዚህ ትሬል ሄድ ላይ እንደተባለው they have good resource. ስለዚህ እዛ ላይም የሚያስፈልጉ ስኪሎችን ማየት ይቻላል። ሌላው ዳታ ማኔጅመንት ነው። እሱ ደግሞ በደንብ ከሚያስፈልጉ ስኪሎች መካከል ነው። ግን it's not like highly demanded እንዳልኳችሁ ኮምፕሮማይዝ የሚያደርጓቸው ስኪሎች አሉ። if they need you know immediate you know early promotable entry job ከሆነ ዝም ብለው ይቀጥራሉ እዛ ያስተምሯቸዋል። ሌላኛው ቴክኒካል ስኪል ስክሪፕቲንግ ስኪል ነው። ስክሪፕቲንግ ላንጉጅ ሊያስፈልግ ይችላል በSQL እና በPython። ምናልባት እንደተባለው ዴታ አናሊሲስ እና ማኔጅመንት ስለሚፈለግ እዛ እንትን ላይ ስክሪፕቲንግ ላንጉጁን ማወቅ ለዚህ ስራ ጠቃሚ ነው። ኢትስ ናት ላይክ ማንዳተሪ የሆነ በጣም ሃይሊ ዲማንደድ የሆነ ስኪል ባይሆንም ነገር ግን ከሚፈልጉት ውስጥ አንዱ ነው ማለት ነው። ለነማራው የምንችለው ባጭር ጊዜ ግን ደግሞ ቢኖርን በጣም ፕላስ ነው የሚሆነው። እሺ ይሄንን ካልኩኝ የጨረስን ነው። ማርኬቲንግ ካሪየር ፓዝ እና ሴልስ ካሪየር ፓዝ አለ። ከማርኬቲንግ እንጀምርና ያው ማርኬቲንግ ስንል ቤዚካሊ ያው ማርኬቲንግ ነው። ግን ከሴልስ ፎርስ አንፃር ምን ማለታችን ነው? ምንድነው ምን አይነት ስኪሎች ነው የሚያስፈልጉን? ማርኬቲንግ በዛ ላይ ስንሰራ ምን አይነት ስኪሎች ነው የሚያስፈልጉን? ምን አይነት ስራዎችን ነው የምንሰራው?
እሺ
ታፍ እኔም ሊድ ወይ መሳይ you can go ahead. No, I was asking about it. Are you asking for the marketing of Salesforce or marketing cloud as it the instance within Salesforce, just to clarify.
Yeah, so there is a marketing career path in Salesforce, like for Salesforce. So it will definitely be marketing cloud as well. Again, በዛ ውስጥ የተለያዩ ሮሎች አሉ አይደል? ለምሳሌ የማነባቸው ሮሎች ሜቢ ሱን ሜክ ሴንስ ሊያደርግ ይችላል። ማርኬቲንግ አናሊቲክስ ማኔጀር፣ ማርኬቲንግ አናሊቲክስ ዳይሬክተር ሮሎች አሉ። ዴታ ሳይንስ ዳይሬክተር በዚህ ላይ የሚሰሩ ሰዎች ማለት ነው። እና እነዚህ ሰዎች በማርኬቲንግ ሮል ውስጥ ነው ያሉት፣ በማርኬቲንግ ክላውዱ ላይ ማለት ነው። ኦብቪየስሊ ኢፍ ዳት ሜክ ሴንስ።
Yeah, I think Abel, if you start, I can jump on. My exposure with the marketing side of Salesforce is mostly within...
Yeah, merge marag. Merge marag in chalalan. Marketing unam, sales unam, merge marag in chalalan.
I guess I can start. My exposure to the marketing side of the business is specifically working with the marketing team in the business that I'm in. Is with obviously this data integration and reporting on the reporting side. Obviously this the marketing side goes hand in hand with the sales cloud. I'll give you an example of the process that I'm describing. Within the sales environment, if you have a sales team that's selling a product to company X, within that sales cycle process, there may be a point where they have to contact the marketing team to develop a presentation, let's put it that way, to present to the client that will lead to a sale of a product. So at that stage, obviously, you're dealing with the marketing side of the integration, and that could be dealing with custom build applications that integrate with their marketing team, where they look at either marketing cases that let them look at opportunities within Salesforce and develop based on like certain key fields. They look at KPIs, obviously the opportunity stage and other data that they capture on the information on the sales cycle. So the marketing side of thing, I think it's very analytical, but it's also very time dependent. there could be a sale that comes in within 24 hours that would have to act to and present a product. And so that information has to come from Salesforce with the specific details that they're looking at. And at the very end of the sales cycle on the marketing side, they're looking at the reporting, the data points. They want to see if that sale actually happened as a result of their marketing action, whatever presentations they delivered or actions that they worked with the sales team to actually make the sale. So a couple of things. It's I'm maybe on the sales side, but what I see is from the marketing side, you're looking at more on the financial side of things, but being able to interpret a lot of the data. So there's a reporting capability, reporting skill set that you will need. It's also integrations with Einstein Analytics and Tableau. I mean, there's a lot of data that pumps out of Salesforce into other systems for interpretation. So I'm looking at it in terms of if you're in the marketing side of things, you're looking to see what things that you've done to actually make a sale based on the information you're getting out of Salesforce. So I may be very sort of broad-based in this, maybe off tangent, but because I'm not directly in the marketing world, but just to give you a scope of what I related to when it comes to marketing. So I'll pass it on to Abel for any specifics.
Thanks, Masai. So marketing-wise, just a couple of things I wanted to add. And it's marketing cloud is one of the most sought after, but I'm underserved, skill that people look for. I don't even know how to describe it. But I'm on demand. On demand in the sense of, because a lot of people don't focus on that. So marketing cloud certification Rasu is not, I don't want you guys to look at it as an administrator certification or like a sharing invisibility architectural certification or sales cloud. Marketing cloud certification is one of the most difficult, the most bet'am kabat certification that they have. You minimum prerequisite and math for the goal, by the way. This the exam itself, yeah, was 60 questions. Again, at least 50 questions has nothing to do with technical terms. It has almost in the essay like marketing concepts in allo. But I've seen it myself before, and I'm like, I couldn't even understand half of it. It takes a certain type of a blend of sales and marketing type of concepts, or maybe the degree or experience also to touch it. And then they will combine marketing cloud on that one. The second thing I wanted to say is, don't assume Salesforce marketing cloud module salallo or marketing cloud rasu functionality salallo. Don't assume that they will use that automatically for clients. That's absolutely not true. Because on that exam, what will happen is the existing client will be deeply entrenched in Marketo. Marketo Mallet is one of the large marketing softwares that most companies used to use for a long period of time. So we used to integrate Salesforce with Marketo rather than like take everything to marketing cloud. So unless they're starting from scratch, Mallet. So there's a lot of marketing internal chalu that big players outside of marketing cloud in marketing cloud in Salesforce. They want to promote it. They want to make sure a lot of people use it. They are aware of it. And these people, like these marketing cloud folks, are so, but I'm Tanish Kamona Chaitanasa. It's like, they've been sought after and looked for everywhere. And the company, and the company is a lalu, because they know how much they are wanted. And it's a very niche skill, very lucrative skill at the same time. That's the only thing I wanted to add besides what Masai said. Thanks, Taf.
But I'm a second arlo. Dala chutno. I think yeah, marketing tunu, but I'm high demand arlo tunu. Plus demo, yemi fella good skillage. Depending on the the company, depending on the business, might be different. At least lamara gehal. demand generation, email marketing, marketing analytics, data analytics, and leadership. Yeah, kafi yaren sned without even having the Salesforce technical skill, leadership prologen, like I know as human alba tulachenum is aspire lan arag inchilalen gin CMO, chief marketing officer level la madras miferlugu sewoch bezi be Salesforce area yanen skill ihnen marketing skill bimarut wedeza menged limerachu ichilal malatno yaw iyandandu nager cover argen anqerso more or less gin sele marketing ihnen belenal minalbat ye salesum temesasay nager allo biyasiballo ምናልባት ሱና ካርና አርገውና ራፕ አፕ እናርግ። አንዳንድ ጥያቄዎችን ከቀደም ከኦዲየንስ የተጠየቀ ጥያቄ አለ፣ እነሱንም ደግሞ መልሰን እንትንላለን። ሴልስፎርስ ሴልስ ካሪየር ፓዝ ምን የተለየ ነገር አለው? ምናልባት ሜንሽን ሊደረግ የሚችል እሱን ጠቅሰን እንላፈው።
I think Masai would be perfect for this because I heard him say he's on more on the sales side earlier, and yeah, I'm on more mostly in the architectural side, so I'll let him. I'll yield to him.
That's true.
Ikuta, if you can
repeat the demo? That's true. So the question is pretty much the same. Like, we're talking about career paths for sales now. Sales career paths are like, yes, Salesforce. What do you expect from now? If you have a path that you have to do, what is your skill, like me as well, go skill? What do you expect from now? Because the role answer, you know, not just from the certification point of view, of course, from the role point of view. You know, and the experience are like, what is your skill?
Yeah. And I got onto the sales cloud as an administrator in the sales cloud environment. So the sort of the skill set that you would need is, I don't think there's anything in terms of within Salesforce, it's really understanding the, when you're in the business, understanding sort of the sales side of sales methodologies. You know, that's a whole different sort of unit of understanding. You know, if you understand whether it's target account selling, value selling, solution selling, and that's on the sort of the business side. And understanding sort of the conceptual selling, there's all these different processes that are tied to that process. But really, I guess I'm talking within Salesforce, is understanding sort of the sales cycle, sales process within a business and how that interprets, you know, how does a sale actually happen within a business? You know, how does it go from somebody talking to somebody or initiating a contact through marketing or through various channels and progress and actually go through the different stages to finally where it's closed in one and you actually have either you're selling a product, but it's specific to, you know, it's client facing. It's you have essentially a product or service that you're selling to company A or client B or an individual. So in terms of the skill set that you would need is just understanding sales concepts. And most of that technical stuff you will get once you're in from the administrative or the path that you start with initially. And you select whether you're concentrating within the sales cloud environment in a marketing cloud environment. I think these are all sort of cross-based skill sets. If you're in a sales cloud, you're more likely going to work with marketing. You're more likely going to work within the financial piece of the integration, whether it's through data reporting or Einstein Analytics or Tableau. So, or integrations with other things like HubSpot, Asana, if you're also within marketing. There's a lot of applications that you deal with. But it's understanding that just business concepts is what I would say. And that not necessarily you would have to understand fully. You will understand it based on the business that you're in or you're working in because everybody has different processes. And yeah, I mean, that's sort of understanding that sales process is what I would say, if that sort of answers the question.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you, Masai. Abel, do you want to add on this or?
I think Masai pretty much covered it. The only thing is like, I don't want people to be confused about sales and then sales cloud. Those are two different things. Sales is, I mean, Masai just put it just perfectly of what the actual sales concept is. Again, sales cloud, you still can be an administrator of the sales cloud of the from a technical perspective without necessarily knowing the sales terms of Marathon, like marketing cloud. Marketing cloud, you literally need to understand the terms. But from this sales cloud, though, remember, Salesforce was first built 20 years ago or 21 years ago, however long that ago that is, for salespeople. That was the concept. They built a CRM for sales folks. So sales cloud was the first inception of Salesforce. And now sales cloud basically was the first before service cloud, before anything else. So that's their baby. That's what got them here to begin with. So administrators, advanced administrators, developers mostly have lived and practiced and, you know, moved on to somewhere else, another module after the sales cloud. So the sales concept necessarily unless they're actually building like account executives and where they're selling and they're actually knowing what the customer needs, just exactly how Masai put it a few minutes ago. Thank you.
Adam, feel free to drop your wisdoms here as well, if there is anything if you want to add.
Those are clarified, but I'm going to just and ቀደም አቤል ስለ business analysis super badging የሆነ trail mix አለና ስለሱ በጣም attractive በሆነ መልኩ ነበር explain ያደረገውና ግን I was just searching for it. I couldn't find business analysis emil again just to confirm, is it the business administration specialist super badge?
That's exactly what it is, Alimi.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
Got it. You have, again, this is so far out of my intent. ካለኝ ስራ ካለኝ እንትን ክሬር የወጣ ነገር ነው ብዙ ነገር ነው የተማርኩት እና I'm so inspired. I just want to say I'm going to take that. It takes, I think, 11 hours. It's an 11-hour እንትን track, no? I'm going to take it because it's something I have never been exposed to now. It is going to be... something I will, I think, enjoy learning. Thank you so much.
Amazing. But I'm just here. She. Engedi, nazin majorly yetetekasuten career pathoch engedi awreten bachwal. Lela ande tawno service career no. I have no idea. I don't know if that's a path we want to discuss, but if one of you have any idea, we can discuss that.
Yes, Kev. That service cloud is basically, for lack of a better word, that's my baby. That's what I've been doing for the last 3 years.
Amazing. Okay, please. So, please walk us through.
So service cloud, by definition, is a moratorium. But I'm in very simple terms, that all of you have to use it. Call center applications, related to ticketing system in a low in Salesforce cases, not you. Like if you're familiar with Remedy or any other things, your old platforms where, you know, customers actually, create cases, whether externally through a website or internally. Service cloud, no. Routing system, assignment rules, CTI, meaning integration with your phone, whether it's via phones, Cisco phones, it integrates with your phone system. It distributes cases accordingly. You have queues, mallet, like, for example, you know, let's say something goes wrong and Amnesty Shiso externally creates a case, just like Amazon Gapten, my order did not get here, and I'm lending them as a phone mallet. What Service Cloud does is it routes it based upon your skill level, the way we set it up, mallet. You can be tier one. The tier one agents, it will route certain things to a tier one agents based upon the business rule. Then the tier one agents can escalate issues that they cannot solve to tier two. And then tier two, the Mumbai Kalu, they will escalate their issue to tier three and go, and then an Alam Gaider Salma, no engineer or Chuka at the end of the day. So this all design, hey, mostly CTI integration, call center, anything or service related is inside of the service cloud. It's extremely powerful. I can tell you right now that from even the government uses service cloud extensively. So, complex, but at the same time, very interesting. You want a Salesforce offering service cloud. Thank you.
የሚገርም አሁን እኔ ደግሞ ካንተ ጋር የማወራበት አንድ ቶፒክ አለ ማለት ነው ዳብቻችን ፕራይቬትሊ አክቹሊ አም ከረንትሊ ወርኪንግ ኢን አ ባንክ እና ባንክ መሰራበት አንዱ ፕሮጀክት ይሄኛው ነው ኤግዛክትሊ ዋት ዩ ጀስት ዲስክራይብድ ኮል ሴንተር ላይ ያለ ፕሮጀክት ማለት ነው ዶንት ኒድ ቱ ሜንሽን ዲቴልስ ግን ዲስ ኢዝ ዋት ዘ ኮል ሴንተር አክቹሊ ዋንትስ And I have no idea if like this was the service that we'll be using. And I think I'm going to chat with you privately.
That's it. Anytime. That's it.
Arif.
On that note, again, I need to talk to Abel as well, because he definitely hit a chord there when he said, call center automation service in the Hona and not digressing and kazi befit enten discuss narag enten bilan nabara raise argen nabara Ethiopia ust la gudday enten call center build argenal na what's amazing is ahun we are in the middle of ahun ante alko nagar trying to build it from scratch. The reason is because Ethiopia ust እንትኑን አሁን የሴልስፎርስን እንትን መጠቀም ኢትስ ናት ሪሊ እንትን አይደለም አፎርደብል ስላልሆነ ነው። ግን ዴር ኢዝ ደፍኒትሊ አ ሌሰን ቱ ለርን እና አውል ባጊ ኦን ዳት ለማለት ነው። አፌል ፒሪድ
በጣም ደስ ይለኛል። አለም ይሄማ ብታገኝኛለ ስላክ ላይ ታቃል ችግር
በጣም አሪፍ በጣም ደስ ይላል። እንደዚህ ኔትወርክ የሚፈጥረው ኦፖርቹኒቲ እንግዲህ እያየ ነው ነው እጅግ አድርጌ አመሰግናለሁ ሁላችንም። አንድ ሁለት ጥያቄዎችን ቅድም ከተጠየቁ ከኦዲየንስ ምናልባት ሪከርድም ስለሚደረግ እና ፖድካስትም ላይ ስለሚቀመጥ ጥያቄዎቹን የጠየቁ ሰዎች ቢሄዱም ላንበበው እና ከዛ ማህደርም ወደ መድረክ መጥተህ ምናልባት ያንን የቅድሙን ጥያቄ ደግመህ ልጠይቀን እንችላለህ ራፓፕ እያደረገን ስለሆነ ማለት ነው። ላንበብላችሁና ከኦዲየንስ የጠየቀ ነው። አም ፕሪፓሪንግ ፎር አድሚን ኤግዛም What would you advise for exam preparation and first time job hunting? If anyone is preparing for admin exam, I would like to connect as well. Mnalbat mitfedlugu connect marek mitfedlugu kallachu let me know. Network concrete marek ichilallo mnalbat website achilla int marek ichilallo we demo endezi as you chat menegager chilalachu. I am taking this certification and I'm scheduled on this nam malach chilalachu. Anyway, let's start with answering the particular question for admin exam na kaza wada zani dal asay go ahead.
There's a lot of information online for exam clips. We need to see the two places where I thought it was helpful for me in terms of resources.
The first one was there's a Udemy course, and this is not sponsored, but I'm, you know, I'll just mention them. If you go into Udemy, there's a couple of Salesforce courses there that you can use. Obviously, there may be video courses that you can download and review. Three. And then the second one is there's another site. I think it's Focus on Force, which has sort of exam banks that you can use and very good walkthroughs. And most importantly is the Salesforce Trailhead, and just getting on there and walking through the steps, going into the different sample orgs that you can connect to. So those are, I think, were my three resources when I started doing this, and it's been helpful. And then, you know, working through your I avoided doing a lot of exam preps initially because I wanted to, even though I was in the business, I wanted to understand the concepts as much as I can. So the exam banks or the tests that I was using, that's the process that I did last, just so I didn't sort of get used to the same questions over and over. And really just, you know, being open, trying to learn, you know, being in the right state of mind, all those, you know, normal things that you want to yourself prepare to, and giving yourself enough time to be able to absorb the information, and knowing that also, if you don't make it on the first round or even the second round, you can always retake it. There may be obviously costs associated with it, but it's not where you can take it, you fail, and you can't do it again. So I would say don't be that stressed out about it, but just be prepared as much as you can and go from there.
Thank you. Alam, Abel, do you want to add to that question maybe? Melse Karlachu le
kedemu tiyaqin. Yeah, let me say something shortly, intermittent or briefly, not specific to this Salesforce certification, but generally taking any certification or ይህን credentialዎችን እንትን በተመለከተ ማለት ነው ቅድም እንዳልኩት towards the beginning of your career okay well you really need it ብዙ ጊዜ ሊያስፈልግ ይችላል there is value ደርማ እንትን ራሽም ሊኖር ይችላል at the beginning again always focus on the እንትን ምንድነው the subject matter ከዛ ውስጥ የሚገኘው knowledge soon really badam interpret marag just yallon ihe ye exam ihe mindeno entinoch imishetu ullo allo adar solution exam tiyakewch kanemelsalcho imishetu minam or frame yallo allo nessun entin meshamded na certificationun attain marag saihon actually really entin marag internalize marag that goes a long way na usually certification and the ketezegaje it will the knowledge stays with us larajim gize again if we just go to just get that enten piece of enten id na enten on la magnet bicha kahone again evaporate yaragal at some point so endom ka exam wahala evaporate merag beka tinin bulu mitafa imeslenyal. It has happened to me. I'm saying this. I did it both ways. Argyallo, the right way and the wrong way. Argyallo. When I did it the right way, it stayed with me to this date. Malet, you know what I learned. As kahun, bedem yandandu neger bitin argi analyze marag michilbet aynat knowledge skills atonyal. Rush argi to just check that box be yedem yarakut certification. I don't even remember entunun malat no selamen inde nebere right now so sun marag reflect marag fellegallo really let's invest ourselves into learning not actually that certification to balo credential swan stress out marag fellegi no thank you
alam betam amsegnalo yemahader tiyaqi yalle menalbat message do you want to say goodbye let's check.
Yeah, sorry, I was on the road. I just wanted to thank everybody for the time. I didn't expect to jump on and spend this much time about Salesforce, but the one thing that I would say to everyone is if you want to get into the space, I highly encourage it. I think Salesforce, for me, has opened up a lot of doors. You don't have to be technical. You can, but there's places that you can go within Salesforce based on your skill set and what you're good at or what you would like to do. So I highly encourage, obviously, using the resources on Salesforce. There's a lot of free resources. And then one other thing I would say is if you're not already working in Salesforce, there's a lot of meetup groups where you can meet with individuals in the cities or places that you're in. At least in North America. So those connections will help. Also check for Salesforce does come into different locations to present their new design and new builds and actually network with individuals and businesses. So those are always opportunities to network and meet people. So I highly suggest people seek out these resources and work to connect and, you know, do what they need to do to get into that space. But thank you everyone for your time, and hopefully we'll catch up with everybody at another time. Bye.
Thank you, Masai.
Thanks, Masai.
Thank you, Masai.
Thank you, Masai.
Betang Arif, Ashi. Before I jump and maybe leave the madrak for Mahader, Abel, you shared us a link. Do you want to just tell us what it is and now what Mahader Tiyake and Nukba?
Yes, Steph. Masai also mentioned it earlier, if you remember, Focus on Force. So Lenny, just like Aun Alam, just put it perfectly. If you want to study, if you want to break into that industry, what you need to do, Alam Raju Alo Nagar is very paramount. When I was directing you to the Super Batch, which is the Business Industry Super Batch, I always recommend people to start there and then slowly shift over to the technicalities, to the Focus on Force Mone, to the admin side Mone, shift in the Aragunam Falgo. The reason being is, like, historically, for some of you that are, you know, that were in the workforce 15, 20 years ago, people soft me ball almost in the CRM like internet, but which just completely dominated everything. PeopleSoft doesn't exist today. It dominated for about 15 years, and then it just pretty much disappeared. Only a few companies have it still running, in the government side. No, why am I telling you this? Because systems change. Like Salesforce has been around for 20 years. I'm almost certain it will be around for the next 15, if not longer. But at some point, that the company another company will take over. Nothing is forever, right? What stays with you, though, in the Zihon Lemsari, the super badge that I showed you, the business administration super badge, these things last in any platform, no matter where you go. And that, if you are good at, you know, customer facing analysis, design, if you pick up these things, they're quickly transferable to any other domain. If in some strange way, let's say Microsoft buys Salesforce, which is almost impossible right now, given the fact that Salesforce is just too big, you will be integrated to Microsoft Dynamics. So it might be something different, but if you have those skills that you learned while you were at Salesforce, anytime something happens, anytime a transfer occurs, you're moving along with it, especially if you're on the young side and you're just trying to break into the market. You know what I mean? The last thing I want to say related to the question, which is the admin certification, price-wise, that is, just in case people didn't know how much it costs and how it's a retake exam seminar. First exam is $200. And if you take, if you fail, hopefully you don't, but if you do, all retakes, for the two retakes will be $100 each. It's not going to be $200 again. So you can try it again, but you're paying half, and then you can try it again and pay half. And the last part of it, Masai was alluding to earlier to Mindanao, there are a lot of Salesforce local groups. There are Salesforce of Northern Virginia, DC, Maryland, Atlanta, you name it. They're all over the place. It's like a cult, literal cult of Maldichala. So in Nazigam, Buzu knowledge, website Allachum and Allachum, you can get a lot of knowledge from them as well, because these are people that have been doing this for a while. If you were just about to break into the market, thank you.
Mahader, the stage is yours. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think they have Tiyake looking early no emetta, Ambuzu Tanagarutun Kasamawala. I think double sumabil no masaling, if I'm not mistaken. It's in different area line of focus in a borough. But still, and so could them tanagro on a bird. Ethiopia, but I'm early not, but Louis Vuitton was absolute compare adrugo. But at the same time, and Danditamo, early bezun adrugo, Nidu bandisimeta, it's a shadow most for each other. I think I'll have the 11 react maragishal. Madame Feligino, maybe Tlalic Conic investment, Tim Casaram Tlalic Consanegas, Salesforce and solutions, me, Yamatocona, what other for medium and Benyagre medium and potentially with a large demi to Taquamat. Suggest me the regular alloy because data management too ፕላኒንግም ብዙ ነገሮቹ አሁን ቅርጽ አልያዙም የተንገጫገጭ ነው ግን ኒዱ ይታያል በጣም አይ ቲንክ አንዳንድ ሰዎች ሚስ አንደርስታንድ ሳይሆን ሚስ ኤክስፔክት ያረጋጉታል ማርኬቱን በጣም ባጭር ጊዜ ውስጥ ብዙ ነገር ነው ኤክስፖኔንሻሊ እየሄደ ያለው ሁድ አፍቶት ከሁለት አመት በፊት በስልክ በቴሌብር 16 ሚሊዮን ሰብስክራይበር ኖሮት ይሰራል API ጥያቄ ታነሱ ይሆናል እናንተ በሙያችሁ ሌላ ነገር ግን እስቲ በጣም በሚገርም ኳንተም ሊፕ በሚባል ደረጃ ባዳዲስ እየመጣሉ ነገሮች አሉና ለሱ የሚሆኑ ሲስተምስ and solutions might be in high demand አንዳንዴ ደግሞ ገና አለመፈለጋችን ያወቀነው ነገር ደግሞ በእናንተ አይነት ሰዎች የታየና ተቀቡ ከታየ ይሄ ያስፈልጋቸዋል ተብሎ solution ቢመጣ ጥሩ ይመስለኛል I'm just trying to understand when find a way where a solution ምን አዳፕትድ ሆነ ወደኛ ማርኬት መምጣት ይችላል የሚለውን ለማየት ነው አትሊስት የሌላችሁን አላቅም ግን አለም አትሊስት በአመት ሁለቴ ይገስ ፑልድ ኢንቱ ዘ ፊዚካሊ ፑልድ ኢንቱ አትሊስት ኢን አዲስ አበባ ያለውና የሆነ አዲስ ነገር ብሩ ያረገ እንዳለ ይስማኛል እና how can your solutions your experience and others get aligned with the upcoming needs ለማለት ቲንክ
thank you madam አለም እንግዲህ ስም ተጠርቷል እነን ሽል ለማለት አችልም
አትሊስት የሆነ የምናገርበት እኔም አቆር ሼር ማረገው ነገር ስለተጠየቀልኝ በጣም አመሰግናለሁ so የኢትዮጵያ ሲቹዌሽን አሁን ያለው እንትን ነው ትንሽ በቃ kind of የሆነ paradox ነገር አለውና አንደኛ ነገር the advantage አሁን ኢትዮጵያ ውስጥ ደስ የሚለው exist system ብዙ ጊዜ ይሄ automated የሆኑ ሲስተሞች exist አያረጉም እና legacy system burden ስለሌለ ከዚህ ሲስተም ከኦልድ ሲስተም ወደዚህ እንምጣ የሚባለው ኮስት ስለሌለ ባንዴ አንተ ባልከው ቃል ማህደር ይሄ kind of በጣም quantum leap ያልከው that explains it actually the cutting edge የሆነውን solution ባንዴ deploy አድርጎ በጣም ብዙ ኤፊሺንሲ መፍጠር ይቻላል አደ ሰርፌሲ ታይ ማለት ነው ነገር ግን የኢትዮጵያን ማርኬት ኢትዮጵያ ውስጥ ያለውን ማርኬት እና አሁን ለምሳሌ ቢዝነሶች እነዚህን የቢዝነስ አውቶሜሽን ቱሎች በመጠቀም እንደ Salesforce አይነት የተለያየ በመጠቀም ጌን የሚያረጉትን አድቫንቴጅ ወይም ሴቭ የሚያረጉትን ገንዘብ ኦር ፕሮፊታቸውን ግሮዛቸውን ስኬላቸውን የሚያሳድጉበትን ነገር እንትን ማረግ ምንድነው ሴል ማረግ there is a challenge ሲጀመር አንዱ ችግር ኢትዮጵያ ውስጥ ቢዝነሶች ስኬላቢሊቲ ላይ የቢዝነስ ስኬላቢሊቲ ላይ ብዙ እንትን የለም እንትኖች የሉም ይሄ ትራጀክተሪዎቹ how to scale ከአመት አመት ግሮዝህ እንዴት ነው what are you measuring like ከአመት አመት ስትሄድ የሚባለው ነገር በጣም ምናልባት a couple of businesses actually plan it and do it that way but other businesses they are just sitting there but the best thing they do is usually just a television ማስታወቂያ or የሆነ ማስታወቂያ billboard መለጠፍ ነው እንጂ ማርኬቲንጉ በምን አደገ እንዴት አደገ እንዴት ነው ማደግ ያለበት የሚለው ነገር እነዚህን ቱሎች ለመጠቀም ኒዱ እና እንትኑ ዲማንዱን እኔ በin my experience አላየሁትም አሁን እንደ Salesforce አይነት solutions ደግሞ ለኢትዮጵያ ማርኬት ለማስገባት ገና አይ ዶንት ኖ how interesting and appealing it is ሲጀመር የተለያዩ ፋክተሮች አሉ kind of አሁን localization ትልቅ እንትን አለ የአማርኛ localization Salesforce ፕሮዳክቶች ላይ አይቻላቅ ሁለተኛ ነገር እንትን ነው የሆነ most of our investment ኢትዮጵያ ውስጥ ያለው እንዴት ነው የሆነ ነገር ራሳችን ቢልድ አድርገን ለመጠቀም ኢቭን መንግስት ራሱ ብዙ ዌስት የሚያረጋቸው ነገሮች አሉ ራሴ ቢልድ አረጋለሁ ይላል ማለት ነውና the more we do that ይሄንን quantum leap የምናረግበትን advantage lose ያረግን ነው የምንሄደውና rather than reinventing the wheel ለምሳሌ አሁን already በጣም highly scalable የሆኑ cloud infrastructures አሉ Amazon Microsoft ምናም እነዚህ ያሉ if we are going to burn a lot of resources trying to build our own it's going to be a loss again on massive ምክንያቱም እነዚህ already exist የሚያደርጉት ሰርቪሶች በጣም ብዙ ፕሮብለሞችን ቻሌንጆችን ሶልቭ አድርገው ነው አሁን ያለው ሪላይብል የሆነ ሰርቪስ ፕሮቫይድ ያደርጉ ያሉት። ሶ አይ ቲንክ ዘ ኳንተም ሊፕ ለማድረግ we have to nazi ben and the salesforce ainet and the microsoft etelaye endentnoch ethiopia ust bedem affordable hono ndigebu there has to be a way and until la maregna I don't know who can make that happen again lemsale ahun ethiopian airlines sap itekamal ethiopian airlines yow they can afford a sap enten ለመጠቀም ፎሪን ካረንሲ መክፈል ፕሮፌሽናሎች ሃይር አድርጎ እዛ ላይ ስፔሻላይዝ እንዲያደርጉ ማድረግ ይችላሉ። አሁን የሴልስ ፎርስ አይነት ፕሮዳክት ስታይ አሁን በወር ከ20 ብር ጀምሮ አለ ፕራይሲንግ ኢቭን ፍሪ ቲር አለው በ20 ብር ጀምሮ $20 ማለት ነው 20 ብር ስለና how do you pay አሁን ለምሳሌ ለእናንተ ማደር ሴልስ ፎርስ የሚጠቅማችሁ ሆኖ ግን በወር 20 ብር $20 ለመክፈል ያው ያገሪቱ ሲቹዌሽን እንትን ነው it makes it difficult ለዛ ነው ቀደም የኮል ሴንተር የተለያዩ አፕሊኬሽኖች የተለያዩ ሰርቪሶች አሉ ኦሬዲ አውቶማቲካሊ ዲፕሎይ ልናረጋው ምን ይችላል ለጉዳይ ኢትዮጵያ ውስጥና ግን ማ እንትኑን በደንብ ቢሉን እየከፈልን በፎሪን ካረንሲ ለመስራት አንችልም that's why በጣም bare bones የሆነ solution just to get the job done የሆነ አይነት simple solution ለመስራት የራሳችን ካስተም የሆነ solution እየሞከርን ያለ ነው I have seen similar approaches like ERP softwareዎች አሁን ለክ እንደ እንትን ካስተም የሆኑ ነገሮች እዚህም እዛም በትንንሹ ይገነባሉ so እነዚህ ነገሮች ኒዱን ያሳያሉ አንተ ያልከው there is a need huge የሆነ need አለ ግን አሁን ያልነበረብንን legacy system because of አሁን ለምሳሌ በእንደዚህ አይነት foreign currency በመናምን የaccess issues የሆኑ በቃ ወደ ኋላ የሚጎትቱን ትናንት ይሄ ሌጋሲ ሲስተሞች ክሬትድ እንዲሆኑ ያረኩ ነው when I say this I'm not የሆነ ኢትዮጵያ ውስጥ ዴቨሎፕ መደረግ የለበትም የሆነ ነገር ኦር ኢትዮጵያ ውስጥ መደረግ የሆነ የኢትዮጵያ የሆነ ሶሉሽን መኖር የለበትም ይያልኩኝ አይደለም what I'm saying is ለትላልቅ ቢዝነሶች ለሚያድጉ ቢዝነሶች ስኬለብል ለሆኑ ነገሮች it may be like counter የሆነ ነገር ሊሆን ይችላል ማለት we need to have our own solution again that means ለምሳሌ አሁን salesforce አበልም can add on it ለምሳሌ ጃፓን ውስጥ አርጀንቲና ውስጥ ዩሮፕ የዩሮፕ ዩሮፒያን ዩኒየን ሀገሮች ውስጥ ኤሺያ ውስጥ they have huge presence because ዛጋ ማርኬቱ ስላለ በደንብ እንትን ያረጉ ነው ያሉት በደንብ based on salesforce ዛ እንደዛ ውስጥም ዛገር ውስጥም ታክሲ የከፈለ ኦፕሬት የሚያደርግ ካምፓኒ ነው ግሎባል ካምፓኒ ስለሆነ እንደዛ አይነት ነገሮች መንገዶች ተፈጥረው ኢትዮጵያም ሴልስፎርስ ቢገባ it will create አንደኛ ብዙ ለቢዝነሶች ቢዝነስ ኤፊሺንሲ ይፈጥራል ሁለተኛ ነገር ብዙ ስራዎች ደግሞ እንዲፈጠሩም ያደርጋል ብዙ አሁን ሰርቲፋይድ የሆኑ እንደዚህ ብዙ ብር የሚያስከፍሉ ስራዎች በብዛት ኢትዮጵያ ውስጥ እንዲኖሩ ያስደርጋል to just mention የሆነ ጊዜ ከኢትዮጵያ እንትን መንግስት ዴሊጌቶች የሆነ ሳን ፍራንሲስኮ ሲጎበኙ ነበርና somehow I had a contact እና Salesforce ሄደው እንዲጎበኙ ከPR Salesforce PR ያው እኔ መነጋገር ስለማልችል የSalesforce PR እንደዚህ relationship build ለማድረግ የሚያናግሩት the right people ፈልጌ ከSalesforce እንትን በደንብ ሰርች አድርጌ አለቃይና አናግሬም ብዬ እንዲገናኙ ኮሚኒኬት እንዲያደርጉ አድርጌ ነበር ግን አልተሳካም ግን እነሱ ነገሮች ሃፕን ማድረግ አለባቸው እና አማዞን መግባት አለባቸው እና ጉግል መግባት አለባቸው ሴልስፎርስ መግባት አለበት የግድ ያስፈልጋል ብዬ ነው እኔ የሚያምነው ቱ ብሪንግ ዳት ስኬለብል የሆኑ ነገሮችን ለመስራት ላርጅ ስኬል የሆኑ ነገሮችን ለመስራት ምክንያቱም ኢፍ ዊ ሴይ ዊ ሃቭ ቱ ዱ ኢት አወር ኦን ዌይ miserable የሆነ ፌለር ይፈጠራል ስኬል አናረግም because I don't know ከቻይና በስተቀር ሲስተም እንትኑ ሎክ አድርጎ የራሱን ነገር ገንብቶ ስኬል ያረገ I don't know ለኛ ሀገር የሚቻል አይመስለኝም this is personal opinion of course thank you
አለም በጣም ጥሩ አርጋ ይመለስከ ይመስለኛል ደሞ ካለን ሰዓት አንፃር ብዙ ዲፐር ላን እንችላለን Mahadar, I think it's a good idea maybe to have another session, maybe አንተም እዛ ዳታ ሴንተር ላይ ባለፈው እንደምትሰራ ነግረናልና ሌትስ ቻት ኦፍላይን እና ምናልባት ይህንን ስፔሲፊክ ቶፒክ ከክላውድ ፕሮቫይደር ፐርስፔክቲቭ እና ከእንደዚህ አይነት ሳስ ፕሮቫይደሮች ያለውን እንትን እስቲ ዲስከስ እናደርግበታለን በዚሁ ክለብ ሃውስ ላይ። ቴንክ ዩ ፎር ዘ ኳስቸን።
ቴንክ ዩ ፎር ዘ አንሰር። ጊዜ ልስጥልኝ።
እሺ፣ በጣም አመሰግናለሁ። እንግዲህ ጨርሰናል ያለን የመጀመሪያ ቶፒካችንን ከረር ፓዞቹን አውርተናል። ተጨማሪ ደግሞ ከኢትዮጵያ አንጻር ይህንን በጣም ዲፕ የሆነ ጥያቄም ደግሞ ዲስከስ አድርገናል። እንደው ሰመራይዝ ለማድረግ አንድ ጥያቄ ተጠይቋል ቻቱ ላይ፣ ፐብሊክ ቻት ላይ እንዲህ አ ዴይ ኢን ላይፍ ኦፍ ሴልስፎርስ ባላችሁበት ሮል እንዴት ነው የሚለውን ምናልባት እንደማጠቃለያ እና ምናልባት ራፕ አፕ ለማድረግ እንዲጠቅመን እንዴት ነው ቀናችሁ የምታሳልፉት በሴልስፎርስ ሮላችሁ? ፐርሰናል የራሳችሁን ሮል ዩ ካን ጀስት ሼር አስ እና ዊ ካን ክሎዝ ኢት።
Sure, Tef. I can say this and we'll close it out. With this, I'm pretty sure any Naya Alam kind of would be drastically, drastically different. Because any is almost chaotic. About, let's say, if I have to break down my day, I will have, in average, 3 meetings in Oringal, an average a day. I have a daily scrum call that starts at 10:30. That same scrum call has been going on for over 2 years. It doesn't change. 10:30 a.m. to at Malatno. Then I have a ticket call. A ticket call means things that have come up, design actually, which yalu issues, the discover menargon. So I run the ticket call to just make sure that everybody is taking care of the stuff that's coming in, design, which we know to them. Then, of course, administrative calls. Within those gaps is when I review the Jira board. So everything is in Jira now. There's nothing exchanged into emails. Jira board, I see what user stories are moving, what are in the done lane, what are in the blocked lane, what's in the failed lane. So hey, the QAs, the developers and the administrators, they will move a story from not started to started to Kazawala to the QA lane. And if QA fails it, they'll put it in the fail lane. Hinula overall, holistically, if there is an issue or if there is a design problem or if the person needs assistance, overall managing that board within 2 weeks sprints. Meaning a sprint happens every 2 weeks, the agile sprint. Some sprints happen in 3 weeks, so don't think that it has to be 2 weeks. So any daily process is a lot of customer facing, a lot of meetings, and not a lot of just overall managing the stories that are being built all the way into Kingdom Dalgoch from discovery to deployment. So it's Kamyalk address or some project, especially a brand new project. So it's ongoing. It's almost like I'm getting a new job every 6-8 months. And that is almost in the time because a whole new different team now because I want to develop Marco. So that's pretty much my day, which I'll yield to Alam after this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jira Sittil, I was kind of smiling. So we transitioned to using our own intent. guess no minute to come. Yeah, so basically in terms of the agile scrum ceremony similar ho nantin yalle ye hole samant sprint allen we do quarterly plan naragallen. So quarterly be so sore min saraun project bedem plan adirgen enten enilallen. So for example ahun እኔ ሊድ ማድረገው ፕሮጀክት አለ። በኳርተሩ መጀመሪያ እንትን የወሰድነው ፕሮጀክት አለ። አብረውኝ የሚሰሩ ሁለት ኢንጂነሮች አሉ አንደር ሚ። ሶ እንግዲህ ዴይ ቱ ዴይ ምን ይመስላል? በጣም ትንሽ የቲም ስለሆነ ሁለት ሌላ ሰዎች ናቸው ከኔ ውጪ። ስለዚህ ዊ ቴክ አድቫንቴጅ ኦፍ ስላክ። በጣም ስላክን በጣም ነው የምንጠቀምበት እና ዴይሊ ያው በጣም አሲንክሮነስ በሆነ ሞድ በጣም ኮሙኒኬት እናረጋለን። ያንዳንዱን የሚሰራውን የሚሰሩትን ሄልፕ ማረጋቸውን ነገር ኦር ብሎክ የሆኑበት ኢሹ ካለ እነሱን ሄልፕ ለማድረግ ኮሙኒኬት እናደርጋለን። ከዛ በተረፈ ቴክኒካሊ የሆኑ ስራዎች ናቸው እንግዲህ የምሰራቸው። ሶ አይ ዶንት ሃቭ ኤኒ ከከስተመር ጋር የምነጋገረው ነገር የለኝም። ፕሮባብሊ ሌላ ቲሞች የሚመለከታቸው ከሌላ ቲሞች ጋር መስራት ያለብን ነገር ካለ ከሌላ ቲም ሜምበሮች ጋር ያው ስላክ ላይ ኮሚኒኬት ማድረግ ነው። ዴይሊ ስታንዳፖች አሉን። በጣም አጭር የሆነ ስታንዳፕ፣ ምን እየሰራን ነው፣ ምን ሰርተናል፣ ዋት ዌር ኔክስት፣ ደግሞ የምንሰራው ምንድን ነው የሚሉትን ነገሮች ፊገር አውት ማድረግ። ከዛ በተረፈ በሳምንት ሁለት ቀን ላርጀር የሆነ ኦዲየንስ ያለበት ትልቅ ቲም ሚቲንግ አለ። እዛ ቲም ሚቲንግ ላይ የፕሮጀክታችንን ስታተስ አቀርባለሁ፣ አፕዴት አደርጋለሁ፣ ችግሮች፣ ብሎከሮች ያሉ ነገሮች ካሉ ያው በዚህ ሚቲንግ ላይ ሬይዝ ተደርገው ሶሉሽናቸው ይፈለግላቸዋል። ከዛ በተረፈ እኔ ፐርሰናሊ በተለይ ጠዋት ጠዋት በጣም እንትን ሄድ ዳውን ሆኖ በደንብ ፎከስድ ሆኖ ስራ መስራት ወዳለው ቴክኒካል የሆነ ነገር ላይክ ኮዲንግ ሶ አይ አቮይድ ሚቲንግስ ኢን ደ ሞርኒንግ እና ዩዥሊ ሲንካፕ የምናደርጋቸው እንደዚህ ዋን ኦን ዋን ያሉን ሚቲንጎች ካሉ ዩዥሊ ከሰዓት ነው የማደርገው። ግን ዩዥሊ ማይ ዴይስ እንትን በሚቲንግ የተጨናነቀ አይደለም። አይ ጌት በጣም ፎከስድ ሆኖ ቴክኒካል የሆነን ስራ ለመስራት ቱ ኮድ ሰምታይምስ ዊ ኦልሶ ዱ ፔር ኮዲንግ የሚባል ነገር አለ። ፔር ኮዲንግ ማለት እንግዲህ ስክሪንን ሼር አድርገ ሌላ ሰው እያየህ አብራችሁ ቻት እያደረጋችሁ ምናልባት ስለ ልጆቻችን እያወራ ሊሆን ይችላል። ዊጅስ ኮድ ዊራይት ኮድ እና እንደዛ ለምን አደረግከው ምናምን ነገር እንደዚህ ቢሆንስ ሶ ዳት ወይ አንደኛ ኢትስ ሞር ኢንጌጂንግ። አሁን ደግሞ ከቤት ስለምንሰራ ዩዥዋሊ ዩ ኖው ዩ ዶንት ጌት ቱ ኢንተራክት ዊዝ ፒፕል ፊዚካሊ ሶ ዲስ ኢዝ ዘ ክሎዘስት ዊ ጌት ቱ ላይክ ቢልዲንግ ዳት ሂውመን ሪሌሽንሽፕ አት ወርክ እና አይ ኢንጆይ ዳት ከእንደዚህ ፔር ኮድ ማድረግ ዳት ወይ አንደኛ ዩ ለርን ከአንድ ጭንቅላት ሁለት ይሻላል። ዩ ለርን ኤቭሪቲንግ ሳምቲንግ ኒው ኤቭሪ ዴይ ሶ ያንን ይመስላል። ሰምታይምስ ዊ ጌት ፑልድ ኢንቱ እንትን ይሄ ካይንድ ኦፍ አውቴጅ ኢንሲደንት ሲኖሩ ዳትስ ላይክ ፋየር ፋይቲንግ እና የሆነ ኢሹ የሆነ ነገር ፌል አድርጎ ዲስ ኩድ ቢ ቅድም አቤል ሲያወራ ላይክ ኤስካሌት እያደረገ የመጣ ኢሹ ላይክ ከስተመር ፌሲንግ ኢሹ የሚፈጥር ነገር ከሆነ ኢንሲደንት ይባላል። ያንን ኢንሲደንት እንትን ለማድረግ ትራያጅ ለማድረግ እና ሪዞልቭ ለማድረግ ኢንሲደንት ላይ መሳተፍ ይኖራል። ኢንሲደንት ላይ መሳተፍ ሲኖር ያው ዩ ጀስት ፑት ኦን ደ ቴክኒካል ኢንጂነር ሀት እና ያው ሪሰርች ማድረግ ዲበግ ማድረግ ትራብል ሹት ማድረግ ይሄ ሎግ ፋይሎችን በቃ መመርመር በአይን ስካን ማድረግ ቪዥዋላይዜሽን ሞኒተሪንግ ዳሽቦርዶች አሉ። እዛ ላይ ያሉ አለርቶች ኢረሮችን ኢንተርፕሬት አድርጎ ዋት ኩድ ቢ ደ ሲስተም ኢሹ ኮዚንግ ዳት የሚለውን እንትን ፊገር አውት ማድረግ ዩ ኖ ሞስት ኦፍ ዘ ታይም እንትን አይደለም ኢትስ ናት ላይክ እንደ ካውቦይ ዝም ብሎ እንትን ማድረግ ላይሆንም ይችላል። ሰምታይምስ ኢዚ ሊሆን ይችላል። የራሱ ከዚህ በፊት ፍሮም ዲፍረንት ኢንሲደንትስ ዴቨሎፕድ የሆነ ፕሌይቡክ ሊኖረው ይችላል ሀው ቱ ሶልቭ ዳት ኢሹ እንደዛ አይነት ነገሮችን። ሶ ኢት ሪኳየርስ ሪሰርችንግ ዳያግኖሲንግ መጀመሪያ ዳያግኖስ ማድረግ ሪሰርች ማድረግ እና ኢን ሰምታይምስ ፊክሲንግ ደ ኢሹ ኢዝ ናት ኦልዌይስ ኢነፍ። የሆነ ኢሹን ፊክስ ማድረግ ብቻ ሳይሆን ሀው ዱ ዩ ፕሪቨንት ኢት ፍሮም ሃፕኒንግ አጌን ኢን ደ ፊውቸር። ሶ እንደዛ አይነት ፊውቸር ሉኪንግ የሆኑ መፍትሄዎችን መስጠት ያንን ይመስላል። እና ሶ ያው ቴክኒካል ነው ሞር የሲስተም ኢንጂነር ስራ ስላሽ ዴቮፕስ ሊትል ቢት ኮዲንግ አውቶሜሽን መስራት ምናምን እነዛን ኮምባይን ያደረገ ነው። ቲንክ ያዳት ካፕቸር ስል ቲንክ ዩ
በጣም ነው አመሰግነው ሁለታችንም። እንግዲህ የዛሬውን ሴሽናችንን ጨርሰናል። ምናምን ጋር አመሰግናለሁ አለም አቤልም። እንደው እንደ ጉድባይ እና እንደ ላስት ወርድ ዋና ጊቭ ቻንስ ቱ ዩ አቤል ፕሊዝ ጎ አሄድ።
Thank you. But it's very unfortunate. I never knew about this until my good friend Robbie Fai told me about this. I was never going to miss it. Usually weekend, like, I spend a lot of time with my family. About this, but I will definitely try to make this as often as possible. It's just a great, great, great platform. A great host. The way you're hosting and asking the right questions is just, and the fact that I connected with Alam, I'm very happy about. And I think he's gone. Zainab Bara Masai. These guys are very smart and very, very knowledgeable about, you know, what goes in and out of these systems. And now I'm very happy to connect with everyone. And I will definitely participate more in this in these sessions as they come in the future. Lamaletnu, but I'm exhausted. Thank you.
ቴንክ ዩ በጣም አቤል በጣም ብዙ እንግዲህ እንደዚህ ዲስከቨር ያላረግናቸው ብዙ ኢትዮጵያን ወገኖቻችን አሉ ከኤርትራም ከኢትዮጵያም ብዙ እንደዚህ አይነት ስራ ላይ ተሰማሩ ሰዎች አሉ እንዳንተ ደግሞ እንደዚህ በአጋጣሚ እንኳን ዲስከቨር እናረጋቸው ስንቶች መሰሉ እና በጣም እጅግ አድርጌ አመሰግናለሁ አለም ፕሊዝ ጎ አሄድ
I want to say thank you for inviting me it's really great to be here again. Thank you, Tef. I know it's not easy to plan this event every week. And now, but I'm consistently doing content create marak lal rasun ichala sira mon michil nagar no. Thank you for doing it for the community. And now, lenya community especially ahun yalutun bereroch bzu saw break yaragan digaba Salesforce ahun be Salesforce mekniat mifetarutun enezin sirawoch bemosed advantage in dios din ditakam lemtarago contribution thank you so much menum thank you maletim and baqi adellem yeah you should be supported by them but I just want to say that I just want to thank you for doing this it's not easy keep up the good work if there is anything we can help just reach out amaletno yeah thank you
But I don't know, I think that's too kind. I think I'm not going to take that all. But I'm going to say what support is here. I'm just scheduling things. So what's willing on the Nintendo time at John. I think we just spent 3 hours. And it's a generous countess. I mean, sacrificing your time to share your wisdom, your experience. Now, that's actually the one of the greatest privilege that I am actually in Tenna. Because I am willing to be able to do this. I am willing to be able to do this. I am willing to be able to do this. I am enjoying it. I love doing this. I'm grateful for the community that's been you know yetfeteralon community betam sai betam desilenyal interested mihon betam bizu sewochim sai betam no desimilenyna I'm grateful for this connection alam abel masayim demo zari betam surprise argachunal alam don't short sell yourself na betam bizu negaroch no zari yenegerken even though we didn't discuss hein or ein role blend discuss banaregem in general anta matnagerbacho topicoch alneberum ergetenya neng bizu enten litnagerbacho mitchilacho topicoch endawon ergetenya neberkhinna selezi bizu neger ne negerken zare thank you for that thank you abel for actually you know coming in actually ka general chatu lay nebara su melsi yemelse yeberona Robi Selenagereñ, I remember his name. Thank you for that. He made it actually more fun. Thank you, everyone. Kenya gara mozari. Nda zira jim saat kuchu wala chu sela samma chu share mi darrago nagar damu wat am sela damet achu interact sela raga chu damu bachatu wat am segin arlo. Sela zi next week nga gana nyala dal kut katim. የአይኮግ ሲኦ እና ፋውንደርን ደግሞ ኢንተርቪው አደርጋለሁ የእሱን ቴክኖሎጂ ጆርኒ እንሰማለን እስቲ በምን መንገድ እዛ አሁን ያለበት ደረጃ ላይ እንደደረሰ ከእሱ እንሰማለን እጅግ አድርጌ አመሰግናለሁ ሁላችሁንም ሊንክድን ላይ ታገኙላችሁ ሊንኩን እዚህ ኮኔክት አድርጌ ያለው ወይም ፒን አድርጌ ያለው ፎሎ ማድረግ ትችላላችሁ እዛ ኮኔክሽንም መላክ ትችላላችሁ አል ቢ ሃፒ ቱ ኮኔክት ዊዝ ዩ እና ታንክ ዩ ኤቭሪዋን
Welcome, Samantha. Thank you. Thank you, Tef. Thank you, Alan.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.